Has President Obama spent the last 4 years negotiating two secret trade deals that would give away American sovereignty? Well, according to analyst Daniel Mills, the answer is yes. Those two trade deals are the Trans-Pacific Partnership, or TPP, and the Transatlantic Trade and Investment Partnership. The second is known as TTIP for short. On Wednesday, we brought you a cutting-edge report about a June 25th Washington conference held by the Transatlantic Consumer Dialogue. There, a Belgian delegate stunningly revealed that, in her estimate, TTIP is a means to actually merge the United States and Europe. Writing for the pro-middle-class Economy in Crisis online journal, Mr. Mills noted, quote, "The TPP and TTIP would take away the United States' ability to govern over large portions of our economy." However, Mills believes that things could get even worse. Leaked documents show a new secret agreement would further enlarge the ongoing giveaway of U.S. sovereignty and channel it into an unelected multinational body. It's called the Trade in Services Agreement, which is considered even more secretive than the TPP and TTIP. This Trade in Services plan covers 50 countries and 68.2% of world trade in services. The U.S. and the European Union are its main proponents. They're also the main parties to TTIP. On June 19th, WikiLeaks released what it calls, quote, "the secret draft text for the Trade and Services Agreement Financial Services Annex." According to this whistleblower website, the draft text comes from the April 2014 negotiation round, the sixth one held since April of 2013. The most recent negotiations wrapped up June 27th in Geneva, Switzerland. And a WikiLeaks news bulletin also notes that the Services Agreement's draft text covers cross-border data flow. Therefore, this trade and services scheme is suspected of being a means for monopolistic multinationals to prevent regulatory barriers from getting in their way. WikiLeaks also added, quote, "The leaked draft also shows that the U.S. is particularly keen on boosting cross-border data flow, which would allow uninhibited exchange of personal and financial data. The chief concern is that consumers' privacy could be jeopardized regarding their use of cyberspace." WikiLeaks added, "In a significant anti-transparency move, the Trade and Services draft has been classified to keep it secret, not just during negotiation, but for 5 years after it enters into force. Moreover, this services agreement would further deregulate global financial service markets, and its draft Financial Services Annex sets rules to assist the expansion of federal multinationals, mainly headquartered in New York, London, Paris, and Frankfurt. The main reason that's a concern is that the multinationals have a heavy hand in creating the financial rules, and the entire regime of free trade agreements allows for distant tribunals through which corporations can sue entire nations for so-called anti-business practices using rules largely outside the scope of elected legislative bodies. The World Trade Organization parties negotiating the Trade and Services Agreement are Australia, Canada, Chile, Taiwan, Colombia, Costa Rica, Hong Kong, Iceland, Israel, Japan, Liechtenstein, Mexico, New Zealand, Norway, Pakistan, Panama, Paraguay, Peru, South Korea, Switzerland, Turkey, the US, and of course, the European Union. Trade can be a good thing, of course, but accountability comes first, which seems to be seriously lacking. Besides, nations instead could mainly produce goods and services for their own domestic markets and limit transnational trade to only exporting surpluses while only importing those things which nations cannot make themselves. But these trade schemes take things to a much higher level, apparently to rig the game for the financial insiders.